Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast, and we are grateful once again that we are given such opportunity to give unto you the Word of God. We thank God for all of you that are listening here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you Mexico and Canada, Iraq, welcome. Those of you in the Philippines, I want to welcome you, and to every country that's listening to this broadcast that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Words of Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. Amen and amen. And wherever you're listening to us at on this broadcast, while we wait for my brother to come on to join us, let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we humble ourselves on this day before you to acknowledge that you are Almighty God, and that no one possesses a greater knowledge, wisdom, and understanding than thee. And we beseech you, our Lord, and we petition you once again this day that you would allow your light of revelation that comes from your spirit to shine in our hearts today, that the areas that appear to be dark in our lives would be enlightened, and that your word may be enlightening our lives as well. Father, tonight we pray that as the speakers go forth, that you would bless the speakers with the illumination of your words. Bless your speakers to rightly divide the word tonight in Jesus' name. And bless the hearers, Lord God, that they may hear the voice of God in the interpretation, in the rightly dividing of your word. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, once again, that you have blessed us with such a marvelous and great opportunity tonight to assemble together in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all of you that's listening. We are on a new part of the series called The 2300 Days, and we're going to go into the book of Daniel and do more of a lay down a foundation today, tonight. Glory be to God. I want to start off reading the first three verses. And as we await once again for my brother to join us. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The book of Daniel chapter 8. And like I said, I want to read three verses out of here and just kind of lay a little foundation tonight as the upcoming days we will go in a little further. Glory be to God. If you have your Bibles, why don't you join in with me in the book of Daniel, chapter 8. And the word of God says, in the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam, and I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Uliah. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher came up last. Now I'm going to stop there for a minute because, as I told you tonight, I want to set a lay of foundation, just go into it a little bit here. In the upcoming days, we will go in further. Glory be to God. Daniel says here in this 8th chapter that he had a vision. And this vision had come unto him, which he says, after that, which appeared unto me at the first. So he had one before, and he's having another one. Now, what I want to mention is that Daniel had this vision, and he gave us the best description that he can give us of this vision. He began to tell us in his vision exactly where he was, the location of where he was. And he began to talk to us about what he saw. Now, we know that Daniel had the gift of interpretation. He was given this gift by God to interpret dreams. And it was a gift that was given to him by the Lord. And he lets us know that even in the earlier chapters. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessed once again, brother. Thank God for you joining us on this broadcast. We have this opportunity once again to go into the Word of God and continue to put some more pain throughout the whole body of the devil to cause him
Amen.
To ache all over. All over.
Amen.
So when he grabs his head, the pain hits him in the knee. When he's grabbing the knee, it hits him in the foot. It just all over. And I'm grateful that God has given us such an opportunity to give that to him. Amen. I have just read the first three verses in Daniel chapter 8, kind of like laying a foundation like tonight. For what we will go into about the 2300 days.
And Amen.
I'm just talking to the listeners about how that Daniel informs us that he had a vision. He said even a vision which appeared unto him at the first. So he's had another. He was given the gift of interpreting dreams. It was a gift given by God. It wasn't anything that he, quote, particularly earned, but it was a gift given to him by the Lord. And I have to say that if there was a gift that I could ask the Lord for that I would like for him to give to me, I have always been, and I don't know the word intrigue is the right word, but I've always loved the gift of interpreting dreams, because I've always liked the way the Lord speaks to his people in dreams. It shows such creativity of God in getting a message over to you through dreams. And I've always been fascinated by that. All my whole Christian walk. You know, if there was one gift, you know, of the Lord that I just asked the Lord, said, Lord, I would like this gift. It definitely have been the gift of interpreting dreams. Like I said, my whole Christian walk thus far, I've always been fascinated about that type of gift. And it really fascinates me once again to see the creativity of God and the wisdom of God, how he gives us dreams and visions, and how he uses different similes and metaphors in these dreams to get a message over to you. And you know, many times it just makes you go, wow. You know, God gives you dreams and visions. Sometimes it's like it's playing a story in your dream. And it's taking you through this and through that. Daniel, glory to God, gives us details of the dream, of the vision. And he begins to even tell us where he was. And he tells us what he saw. And I want to say to those of you who have had dreams or visions that you have sensed that it came from God, I want you to understand that whenever God gives you a dream or vision, everything in it is important. But especially the things that stick out to you the most in the dreams, I say especially make sure that you write that down. Because God sends messages through the things. You know, you look at it and you may have had a dream and you kept notice. And many times things that stick out to you in dreams could either be colors, it can be numbers, it can even be specific people, okay, that, you know, that you saw maybe once in a dream or just kept coming before you in the dream. All these things matter. And Daniel, he begins to let us know detail about what he saw, what was given to him by God.
Amen.
Especially coming in the last days and so forth. And God had given this to him. Hallelujah. And this was written for us also to see and to feed upon. See, whenever God does something, he doesn't leave himself without witnesses. He always have witnesses to what he have done and to what he's doing. This is why when you talk to people about the end time and tell them some things, you know, they look at you like you're crazy, like you just talking. But this is why it's also good to give people scriptures to go look up things themselves. Because when we give them scripture, we're showing it that God has witnesses to what he's doing, witnesses to either what he's accept or reject. And so Daniel here is telling us about this vision, okay? He tells us that he stood before the river, there stood before a river a ram, which had two horns, and the two horns were high. So he tells us that he saw this animal. And like I tell people, listen, everything, when God has given you a dream, all things is important, whatever you see in there, okay? If you know the animal in your dream, write it down. You know, I found that, and I had got away from doing this, but once upon a time, I used to have a tablet by my bed. Whenever I come across a dream that, you know, either I sense it came from the Lord, or if it was a dream that puzzled me, I would put that tablet there. And if I had a dream wake up, I tried to go ahead and write it down. Because, you know, when you had a dream and you wake up from it, the best time is right then to go write it down. Because sometimes, you know, you'll forget. And write to the best of your description. And don't take nothing lightly from the dreams that, oh, I had this, I dreamed about they was in a cookie factory. Oh, it don't mean nothing. You know, write it down. And you find out sometimes later on after you done wrote it down, you may remember something else. Okay? Now, I'm talking to you all, the listener, as I kind of lay this foundation here. God is even revealing to his people in these last days things that's going to happen through dreams and visions, okay? Because we got to respect the work of God. You know, you got some people, brother, they think that God just speak by the audible voice. God may have spoke by audible voice to them one time, and they think that's the only way God can come. You know, they think that's the only way God can say anything. Got to be by audible voice all the time. And then they fall to error and fail to understand that sometimes you can open up the wrong door where the devil starts talking to you and you thinking it's God, okay? So we got to always respect the avenues that God uses to convey a message to us. So I say unto the people, don't get stuck in one way, okay? God may deal with you a lot through dreams, but remember, it's a lot through dreams, not the only way. Is through a dream. We got to keep that in mind, because if you don't keep that in mind and you thinking that the only way God gonna talk to me is through a dream, once again, you getting on a dangerous level, because you not balanced, and you'll start thinking every dream you get come from God. Well, we got to understand, see, the devil will bring some dreams to you too, okay? And so if you saying, oh, I had this dream from God, and I was dreaming about this, I'm telling you, I mean, to give a quick example right quick of even how the devil would bring, would you know, there's some things, some dreams that even the devil would bring that he had a plan. I remember that when I was getting ready to get married, and I had this dream. This dream had me and Brother Lee in it. Now, I've shared this with the viewers a while back, I think, before. In this dream, it was who I thought to be was Brother Lee with me. And so we do the dream walking and talking. I mean, me and him just walking together and talking. And he even in the dream gave me this zip code. And so as we were walking and talking and walking and talking, we got to the end of the dream. And remember, I said it on the broadcast yesterday that Satan cannot always hide his true nature. Because sooner or later, his true nature has to come out. He can try to play nice to you, but that play nice ain't going to be long. Understand that, because his true nature got to come out. And I remember at the end of the dream, who I thought to be Brother Lee, come to find out in the dream it wasn't Brother Lee. He asked me in the dream, he said, how come you didn't marry that unborn again Christian? And then his voice started to change. He said, I hate you, you scavenger, like that. And I'm looking like, what? You know, I'm like, because in the dream, I'm thinking it's Brother Lee talking to me. I mean, we walking and talking the whole time in the dream together. I don't remember all what we talked about, but it was just me and him walking and talking. And I'm thinking this is Brother Lee the whole time. Until we got to the end of the dream, and he asked me, how come you didn't marry that unborn again Christian? That's what he said. And I looked at him, and he said, I hate you, you scavenger. And that's when his voice changed. He said, I hate you, you scavenger. His voice changed, got heavy. And I'm looking at him like, and come to find out, I was Satan. And I come to find out that Satan came to me in that dream because what? He had somebody for me. And I remember Brother Howard Layton Floyd, when he was living at that time, I shared the dream with him, and Brother Howard said, hey, you know, I'm gonna see, can I trace that zip code you gave? Now, that zip code was traced to Springfield, Illinois. Now, I don't know nobody in Springfield, Illinois, but come to find out, the devil had somebody for me. And even later in the years, God began to reveal to me
the plan of Satan that he had someone for me and how God stepped in and intercepted. And I thank God for that, okay? But I gave that testimony to let you know that, hey, Satan will bring dreams too, okay? So if God dealing with you, and I'm talking to those of you listening, if God dealing with you, and God may, he have done deal with many people through the dreams. I mean, he deals with my wife a whole lot through dreams. But understand, that's not the only way. So we got to stay balanced, okay? Because if you get unbalanced, you're going to get into a dangerous area, okay? And so we know that Daniel was visited by dreams and visions by God. But that ain't the only way he got a word from God. Remember, he had a visitation from an angel, okay? And that angel brought him a word from heaven. Because remember, the angel said, hey, you know, he was held up by another demonic spirit in the heavenlies, okay? And he said, Daniel, he said, from the day, the first day you lay your, and I'm going to paraphrase, you lay your petition up, I came for your words, but he let him know he was hindered by a demonic spirit in the heavenlies because Satan places his men to try to, you know, hinder. But yet still, that word came to Daniel through an angel, okay? It didn't come in no vision or dreams. So God dealt with Daniel and showing us that he deals with man, you know, in more than one avenue.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And once again, people, if we don't keep this in mind, we're going to get on dangerous ground. So if God deal with you many times in many dreams, thank God. But always keep in mind that's not the only way, okay? Just like some people think that the only way someone can get healed is that they got to have hands laid on them all the time. Well, that's not true, okay? Some of them think that the only way people can get healed is that they got to be anointed with oil all the time. But that's not true either, okay? So if you get, become unbalanced, you're going to fall into an arena of trouble. Now, Daniel had visions, he had dreams, he was given a gift of interpretation, okay? But once again, that's not the only way God dealt with him. So we definitely want to keep this in mind. He tells us in the dream that he saw a ram. And then he gives us the specifics about the ram. Once again, whenever you have a dream or vision, everything is important, people. Whatever you see, if you see a man and you saw the man had on a red suit, write that down. Red has a meaning. Colors have meaning in scriptures, okay? Numbers have meaning in scriptures. So write all that down, okay? Because there are messages in that, okay? And I think, brothers, sometimes some of God's people miss the message because they think that certain things don't mean nothing. They say, what? You know, they'll tell you, say, well, Brother Robert, I saw the man in the dream. And you say, yeah. And then they just tell you very little. And then one day they see you again and say, yeah, I saw the man in the dream. Oh, yeah, he had on a red suit. You know, like it didn't mean nothing. But it does. Okay? It does.
Mm-hmm.
That's, my God, I wish I can describe it more, but it shows the creativity of God. I've always been in awe about that with dreams and vision from God, his creativity, his way of getting the message. It just really had my mouth fly open. I'd be like, man, God was telling me this, you know. And when he wants to, you know, describe some things, he uses symbolism in dreams to get that message to you. And you'll find that in many of the dreams, sometimes he speaks to us that way for wisdom purposes, okay? Hallelujah. And you may be consulting God about a dream, and you ain't got the revelation right yet, but he's dealing with you little by little because he's dealing with you about what you can handle, okay? Hallelujah. Because you'll find many times that you have had dreams and visions. You got so much interpretation, but later on you start discovering more about that dream. Well, that's God. Because, see, remember this thing. God is about you progressing, not regressing, progressing, okay? And the word of God itself is progressive revelation, okay? Just like God wants us to progress spiritually in our lives, to come from a babe stage to the childhood stage to an adulthood stage, even in the spirit, just like it's similar to the physical realm, okay? So God is about progression. He wants us to progress in him. And this is why in dreams and visions, he will give that to you, and he will give you like so much revelation at a time, okay, till you come to the full thing of what he's talking about. Now, sometimes some dreams, he may give you, quote, the full thing right there, but don't be surprised if he go by just progressive revelation. Glory to God. So I wanted to lay that foundation starting off tonight, you know, as me and my brother go into it more on these 2300 days. We've been spending this time, beloved, to give you this word, because this is the word of God for your lives, and this is what God wants us to do, to deliver this message to you, because it's very important. We have been talking to you about this end time, about Rome, about Roman Catholic Church, about the popes and all that. And we're not just talking just to be talking. These are words of warning. I do believe personally that what God is having us to do, he's going to water this seed. I mean, I've already seen feedback from people who have been listening to the broadcast, okay, as we have boosted through Facebook. And I have seen the different people from around the world who have been listening to the broadcast we've been doing. So I know God is watering this seed. And I know that he's going to bring forth the increase, okay? Hallelujah. And my brother and I, we are excited to just be able to do this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, to deliver this message, because we look for our reward from him, okay?
Yeah.
We don't come on the broadcast asking y'all by sending money, okay? We don't do that. I mean, if y'all wanted to sow a seed, then we thank God for you. But we don't come on the broadcast telling y'all each time, hey, and come up with a different kind of seed. We coming up with the Daniel 8, 1 through 3 seed. We're not doing no stuff like that, okay? We ain't made up nothing like that, you know, trying to get you to send any money, okay? Our joy comes in having this opportunity, people, to give you the word of God, to know that our reward is going to come from Almighty God, because the way he rewards you can blow your mind. I don't care what rewards you are giving here on earth. Nothing compares to the reward that Jesus gives. Nothing.
Amen.
I don't care. Listen, people. Hallelujah. Remember this. Whatever trial, tribulation you're going through, always remember the reward that you'll receive from holding on through those trials at the end always outweigh your trouble. It's going to always, I use the word always, I use the word always without biting my tongue, okay, to tell you that what God gives you always outweigh your troubles. You know, we look at it, oh, man, we going through a great thing, and many of us are. But when God bring forth the reward for you holding on, Lord, sometimes you go, ooh, what a great thing. You just be so happy. For the reward always going to outweigh the trouble. Remember that. God's
Amen.
Reward always outweigh, just like when God, if God move on you to give $200, his reward always going to be more than the $200. We got to understand that, because for him to get the glory, His reward has to outweigh the trouble. His reward has to outweigh the seed. If it doesn't, he wouldn't get the glory. Do we understand that? And so that's why, you know, glory. Some of you have had dreams. You've been seeking God. You've been opening up the Bible. You've been trying to find out what this means in your dream, what that means in your dream. And it may have been getting a little frustrating. It seemed like a while, but listen to me as I tell you this. God is going to give you an interpretation because, remember, you put in your faith to action, okay? Like I said, we don't too much talk in the church about faith to study and faith to seek God in dreams, you know, or to look up the interpretation of things we had in a dream. We don't talk about that too much. That's you expressing your faith. And the answer God's going to give you is going to outweigh all that you was doing going through, okay? It's going to outweigh that. You just going to be so happy. Glory be to God for the revelation that God gives. So I wanted to say that tonight. Thank God for you all. And I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother, for setting it up.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the honor. To God be the praise. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God. Lord God, as I come before your face, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You
yes,
are
Lord.
My God. You are my King. You are my Lord. You are the revealer of all things, O Lord God.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are the one who reveals, hallelujah, all things. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
you are the God, all things, that knoweth all things, O Lord God, that understandeth all things, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are
Lord.
The God of wisdom. You are the God of knowledge. You are the God, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, that nothing is hid from. Hallelujah. Not in heaven, not in earth. Nothing is
yes,
hid
Lord.
From thee, O Lord God. Hallelujah. But thou knowest all things. We bless and
yes,
sanctify
Lord.
Your name. Praise and glory, Lord Jesus. Bless the hearts and minds of the people, Lord God, and continue to bless them, Lord God, to receive this word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I like to go, I'm leaving off where you started at, brother. And that Daniel.
Amen.
Yeah, you said you did the first three verses?
Right. First three verses.
Okay, now I'm gonna start off on the fourth verse, okay?
Amen.
This is Daniel, the 8th, the 4th verse, okay, to all that's listening. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward so that no beast might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. Okay.
Amen.
And as I was considering, behold, and he, this ram is Media Persia. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Write that down. Ram, in the fourth chapter. I mean, in the fourth verse here, the third verse is Media Persia. Okay. You know that because it has the two horns. Okay. One horn is higher than the other. That means that one nation is greater than the other, okay? This is the same beast, okay, that Daniel saw in the 7th chapter, okay? The same Daniel.
Amen.
Saw the beast, okay, and he was a bear. He was like a bear, okay? And he stood
Amen.
Himself up on one side, okay? And that's the one horn higher than the other horn, okay? Thank you, Jesus. This beast is Iran, Iraq, okay? That's who they are. Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus. Write that down if you go back over and listen to this again, okay? And then you can get it over again, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The fifth verse says, and as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Thank you, Jesus. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. Thank you, Jesus. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler. That means he was very angry. He was mm-hmm. angry, okay? Angry. He's an angry goat, okay? And he came against him, and he smote the ram and brake his two horns. So he shot at them, man. He ran to them, and he broke their power. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast Amen. Him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Now, this is Alexander the Great. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when he had the vision in the seventh chapter, he saw the head of gold, okay? But this had gone past that time, okay? So it's not in this dream, okay? The head of gold, okay? The Babylon part was not in this dream, okay? But
Amen.
if you notice, Nebuchadnezzar represented that king, the head of gold, okay? And he was known by his name, okay? Now the Media Persia, we know some of their names, okay? I think his name was Darius, right? You know from the scripture, okay? But then do you notice how important? And people always talking about the Bible is not true. But see all that historical factors in the Bible.
Amen.
You see that? Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this Alexander the Great, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's this he goat. Thank you, Jesus. And he ran into that ram and knocked him down and stamped on him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's read on. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler. Now I'll go to the eighth verse. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken. Now that means that Alexander died, okay? That horn
Amen.
Being broken means that Alexander the Great died, okay? Because he died at a young age, okay? And it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of the heaven. Now, after he died, four generals took over the kingdom, okay? They divided the kingdom
Amen.
Between themselves, okay? And that's what represents the this also is represented in Daniel the seventh chapter, okay, the leopard, the beast, okay, the leopard beast, okay, that had the four yeah. wings, okay? The four wings
right.
is the four generals. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the Lamb. I hope you got that. Thank you, Jesus. Now all this is evidence, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is giving drops and drops of evidence, okay? Line, he's giving you stuff on line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And then in the ninth verse says what? And out of one of them came forth a little horn. Out of one of the generals came a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great toward the south, toward the east, toward the pleasant land. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, this is Macedonia, okay? This is where Rome came out of, okay? Where they got a little thing of saying about the two twins that was born, okay? And one was, and I don't know the whole story about them, okay? But they came out of Macedonia, okay? So they actually came out of Greece, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is where the little horn came out of, okay? So, the Lord is showing you a different part of the dream here that he didn't show you in the other parts, okay? And why is the Lord showing you these three? He showed you this dream three different times, okay? And they all have something that the other one doesn't have, okay? It's just like the gospel. You have to read all four of the gospels together to get the whole story, okay?
Amen.
You can't just read one of the gospels and get the whole story of Christ. You got to read all four of the gospels, okay? And then get the whole truth, okay? And then then when you put it together like a puzzle, then you'll get the whole picture, okay? But that's how God mm-hmm. arranged things, okay? God ain't gonna make it easy for you just to, you know, because knowledge is power, okay? If you don't understand that, knowledge is power. Understanding is power, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And knowledge can be a great joy. It could be you can have a great joy in knowledge, or you can have, you can be very sad because of knowledge sometimes, because you might know things that you don't really want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can make you sad, okay?
Amen.
But that's the way knowledge
Amen.
Is. Hallelujah. Because you notice that Jesus, it says that Jesus he went about and he did the will of his Father, but Jesus Christ, hallelujah, was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, okay? We read
Amen.
That in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, okay? Thank you, Jesus. So this don't mean that Jesus Christ walked around with a long face all the time. That's not what it means. It just means that
Amen.
He had a burden, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now let's move on to the the ninth verse or tenth verse? Oh, the
we
tenth
had the
verse.
Tenth.
Even to the host of heaven, and it came down. Now he's telling the Lord is telling the story a different way here. Okay, he's showing his vision a different way. Okay, and it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host. And of the stars of the ground, to the ground, okay, and stamped upon them. So it's telling you about what it was going to do to the saints of the Most High, okay? He called them stars. He called them
Amen.
Stars. The 11th verse says, "Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him, so he magnified himself." Greater than Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
Didn't we tell you many times about how to today? Well, we told you about the names of the Pope, okay? And that he's magnified himself, that he spake great words of blasphemy, okay? Hallelujah. He magnified himself and he says this and that. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stop right here and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you something here right here now, okay? Now, this is, okay, the name of this is the title, one of the titles of the Pope, okay? And he's called, and I want you to write this down, Vicarius. It's spelled V-I-C-A-R-I-U-S. Vicarious. Thank you, Jesus. Now that U can be a V, okay? It's the same as a V.
Amen.
All right? Now,
Amen.
What you're going to do, if you know anything about, Roman numerals, okay? If you got, you know, if you can get a book, okay, or whatever, and translate this, okay? That's his name, what that means, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, the second part of his name is Philly. Okay? Philly. I-L-I-I. Okay? F-I-L-I-I. Philly. Third part of his name is Deya. Or God. That's what that name means, God. Deya. Okay?
Amen.
And then D, that's D-E-I. That's D-E-I. Deya. Okay? Now, when if you translate, add all these numbers up, okay, all these letters up, okay, it comes out to 666. That's another way that God proves that's only one that has this title. In all the, there's no church has this title. There's only one church has this title. There's only one church that bears this name.
Amen.
And that's the Pope. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you're not convinced, okay, that's another piece of evidence for you. Now, you take that and do whatever you want to do with it, okay, but I'm telling you, okay, what we're telling you is true, okay, but you're going to find out that it's true, and you're going to be living. You're going to be living in a time where you see America get invaded, okay? That's what you're going to see.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's what you're going to see. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to this, okay? We was on the 11th verse, so I'm going to go to the 12th verse, okay? Now, I'm going to the 11th verse again. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Now this is talk. This sanctuary, this daily sacrifice that the scripture is talking about here. Okay, I could make you dig. I could make you ask God, but I'm not gonna do that. Okay, I'm gonna tell you. Okay, straight up, the daily sacrifice is not the sacrifice of animals. Okay. That's not the daily sacrifice it was talking about. It wasn't talking about the daily sacrifice of animals being taken away, okay, or beasts and stuff like that. This is the daily sacrifice, hallelujah, of the worship of the true and living God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's what this
Amen.
Daily sacrifice, it was taken away when the church is wiped out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It was taken away. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because there's only one way to worship Christ. You have to worship God in spirit and in truth. That's the only way you can worship Him, okay? And it was and he said the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary, hallelujah, that was stamped out. The place where they used to have their services, all the places where they worshiped the Lord was cast down, okay? They destroyed their places everywhere, okay? Hallelujah. And they used to have house churches, okay, back then, okay? But they destroyed all the places of worship. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That was unto Christ, okay? And this, and like we told you from the 12th chapter of Revelation, hallelujah, the devil went after the seed. I mean, after the remnant, and destroyed the remnant out of the face of the earth, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To all of them until the church was completely wiped out the earth, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's the sanctuary, okay? In case you was wondering what that meant, okay? It's not talking about animal sacrifice. It's not talking about human sacrifice. It's talking about, hallelujah, the worship unto the one God, the true and living God, okay? Hallelujah, the true worship. That's what he's talking about. Thank you, Jesus. 12th verse says, and a host was given unto him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. A host was given to who? To who? To the beast.
Amen.
Against the daily sacrifice, against the daily worship of Christ, okay? By reason of transgression, okay? Because
Amen.
Transgression, you remember we were telling you about how the church fell away? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And how Nero infiltrated the church, and the church began to fall away, okay? Remember what we were telling you from the Second Thessalonians, okay, the second chapter, we were telling you about the people that was going to come in. And remember, we were telling you about the 20th chapter of Acts, about how the devil was going, wolves going to enter in, okay, not sparing the flock. That's what this is talking about, okay? Transgression. Nero sent. Nero, the emperor of Rome, sent in spies into the church to infiltrate the church, to pretend like they was Christians, and to overthrow the church from within. This is what Nero did. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And so transgression entered in, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And many, and then they had to do away. Paul had to do away with a lot of different, false doctrines that entered into the church. He had to do away with that stuff.
Amen.
People tried to bring all the junk into the church. Sometimes the Jewish people tried to bring their stuff in the church, okay, about circumcision and all that kind of stuff, okay. But they always tried to. The devil tried to use people from within and without to destroy the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And it says here, and it cast the truth to the ground. And he cast the truth to the ground. What was the truth? That Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the truth that they cast to the ground, okay? That there is only one God, that there's only one Savior, there's only one way to salvation, that is Christ, okay? That's the truth that they cast to the ground. And it practiced
Amen.
And prospered, okay? Then, 13th verse, then I heard one saint speaking to, and another saint said to that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice? And the transgression of desolation. What you know? You ever heard of that one? The transgression of desolation. Okay. Now we told you that original Rome is the abomination of desolation. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But this transgression of desolation entered in. Okay. When this false church took over. And declared itself to be what? The church, the true church. Hallelujah. To get both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. Hallelujah. For how many years? 2,300 days. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, when Daniel had this, okay, now you coming from the time of Daniel, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You coming from the time of this is the 2,300 days of Daniel. Okay, hallelujah. And after the 2,300 days, it tells you what it said unto me, unto 2,300 days. Then shall the sanctuary be cleansed, okay? What's the sanctuary? Well, we told you what the sanctuary is. The sanctuary is the body of Christ, the church. Thank you, Jesus. God's gonna cleanse his church, okay? But a lot of people ain't accepting what God has sent, okay? Even though God sent it, they not accepting, okay? But according to God's calendar, He sent this already cleansed his church, okay? But his church is still in the wilderness, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And the church has to come. Well, that's another thing altogether, okay? But the church has to come to the restoration, just like the world has to come to Christ and become one fold. The church has to become healed. The body of Christ has to be reconciled to one another and to God, okay? Because the church has entered into a time of what? It has entered into a time where they are one against another, against one another. They hate one another. They are unforgiving, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But even the Church of Christ is still in that same category because they haven't done everything that God told them to do. They've been disobedient.
Amen.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we'll talk about that later some more, okay?
Exactly.
I hope I ain't laid too much on you. I hope I ain't laid too much on you, but this is where you stand, okay? You have to understand, okay, just like I was telling you about this man named Tony, okay? And this man named Tony that's dead now. He went around to several churches, okay, and he got them to sign an agreement that they were no longer separated from the Catholic Church, but that they are all brothers now, okay?
Yeah.
Now they're making it seem like oh, they just had a difference of opinion. Okay? This is what they're making it seem like. Oh, these brothers just had a difference of opinion, and they just divided, okay, over differences of opinion, okay? It was not that way at all. If you read what was the Catholic Church doing? The Catholic Church was wiping out everybody that did not agree with them. I mean,
Amen.
Murdering millions of people, okay? That ain't no disagreement there, brother. I hate to tell you.
Amen.
That goes beyond the bounds of disagreement, okay? If you say, I disagree with you, okay, and you go ahead on and you say, okay, brother, I disagree with you, but I still love you, that's something. That's different, okay? Well, you sit there and say, you disagree with me? Well, it means you have to die. That's what the Catholic said, okay? That you disagree with, I'm the head of the church, condemning a million people to death. Cut off all their heads. Kill them all.
Yeah.
Burn them all alive. I don't care. Kill them all. That's we already told you that that's not the kind of spirit. That's Christ's spirit, okay? And you can use any kind of excuse you want to try to say, well, it's all right to do that at that time. It was never good to do that at any time, okay? The church, if you did that, you was not the church, okay? If you killed millions of people, you was not the church. You are a pretender. You are a liar. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you. You are false. Thank you, Jesus. Both the Catholic Church, both the Pope, and, hallelujah, the nations that support it. Thank you, Jesus. They are liars.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. So I'm going to leave that with you right there. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you,
the Lord, for the word there. And people, you can see how the word ties in with the history. And the amazing thing about God is that he give you history of what happened with the early church onto the future, from that early church time to the very last day. Okay? for the coming of Christ. It's amazing, you know, the way that God operates. But he gives you full information, you know. And as my brother had, you know, told you that, as it said here in the Word, about the rise of these popes and the Antichrist, one thing about it, they rise to take away true worship from Christ, okay? If you look at the Roman Catholic Church today, now, some of y'all, once again, may think we're far-fetched, because what you're seeing, they saying on TV, you say, hey, that's different from what y'all saying. They talk about Jesus, this and that. This is why, people, we tell you to seek the Lord about what we give you. Because sometimes there's what you call a cover. And if you don't allow God to open your eyes to see behind the cover, you will be easy to see. Yeah, they mention something about Jesus at times, Mary at times. But once again, as we said the other night, you need to seek and search out different organizations. What do they really stand on? See, that's the key. That's the key. What are they founded on? Okay? Just like I gave you the example of the Masons. People look at the Masons, oh, they give to the little kids. Oh, they do great community work. And see, people are caught up by that. Okay? Oh, they do a lot of good. Oh, it's a good social club. All of that. Okay? But they do not find out what are they founded on. If you're talking about you believe Jesus and you really want to search deeply what they're founded on, and you find out that what they're founded on is really Antichrist, then you're seeing the true picture. So if you're saying, hey, wait a minute, if that be the case, why are they doing all these good works? The word is called smokescreen. That's what it's called.
Amen.
Smokescreen.
That's right.
Okay? Remember I told you. See, Satan is, he disguises. Okay? He does a lot of trickery. Okay? To try to hide his true nature. God doesn't try to hide his true nature. He don't do no trickery stuff. See, Satan does trickery to try to hide his true nature. So this is why we be encouraging y'all to study, get in the Word, and search stuff up. Because remember, Satan is a master of trickery. And see,
that's
when
right.
You come across, I don't care what kind of organization you come across, people. If you come across a certain organization who's presenting all this good before you, and you go search them up and you find out they believe Lucifer is king, that people, that's telling you something right there. That's telling you don't be looking at what's set before your eyes by them. That's what it's saying. Because remember, when it comes down to it, Jesus let us know in Matthew 7, it comes down to what you're founded on. Because remember, the wise and the foolish, and the storms came against both of them, but only one of them stood. So what it comes down to is what you're founded on. This is why the Lord is doing the restitution and restoration of all things. Because the body of Christ as a whole is not even found on all foundational principles. Did you know that? You got some people that claiming to be of Christ, they don't preach repentance. In fact, I had a brother years ago told me, we ain't got to tell the people to repent. They already know. I'm like, well, Jesus sure messed up. He sure went around telling people to repent. You think those people during that time didn't know about some sin in their life? Well, I'll prove it to you. When they caught the woman in adultery, what did Jesus say? He without sin, let her what? Cast the first stone. What happened?
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Stone started dropping to the ground. They had to walk away. Okay?
Amen.
But you know Jesus still preached repentance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got some churches who claim to be a Christ. They don't even believe in preaching repentance. For what?
Nope.
They tell, like the brother told me, They already know we ain't got to tell them.
Well, okay. Well, you feel that be the case then. Then Jesus messed up when he gave commission to go preach the gospel. Repentance is in the gospel, okay? Well, we got – so what it come down to is what are you founded on, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with – it's not wrong with doing good works, but the thing is what is you founded on?
Yeah.
This is why, people, we've been talking to y'all about the Roman Catholic Church – coming through the word of God, because a lot of you are seeing, quote, supposed to be good works and some good old-fashioned talking on TV by then. But if you really study them, really study what they stand on, really study their history, you'll find the picture that you study is different than what the picture you see. When you have that problem, Houston, you have a problem, okay? Because if you're different from what you're founded on, something is not right, okay? Something is not right. And
Amen.
They are the master of speaking, quote, good stuff. They're the master of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I tell anyone, anybody, hallelujah, search stuff up. Do you know they even doing this with our kids? You know, in school, they bring in these programs for our kids and say, hey, we got this honor program for your child, okay? And you thinking, wow, whoop-de-dee, thank you. Oh, yeah, your child earned a place because your child's smart. And you be thinking all these honorary academic organizations that they're making your child a part of is legit. Well, what you need to do, go back and search them up and watch where you find out their base, how they were started. Some of them were started through these Greek organizations, okay, through these fraternities.
Amen.
But see, only thing you're looking at is the big picture of the genie lamp that says your child is smart. And they're giving it a certain name. We're part of the Honor Student Association. And you're going, wow, my child made a, oh, what do you got to do? Give $100 to be involved. And then you're going, well, they worth it. But then you find out later on, they do what you call initiating. And in their initiation, they doing chants and burning incense and burning candles. Now, if you are a true believer that get in the word, that should go up a red light and go, oh, wait a minute now. What y'all burning these candles for, saying these chants and talking about initiation? Oh, no. But sad to say, some of us as Christians, we bypass. We won't search nothing up, and therefore we let our children get in cursed organizations. Okay? And we wonder
Amen.
Why little Junior come back talking like he know way more than you. We wonder that. Why he, oh, mother, oh, dad. You just have to get with the time. You're like, where did this stuff come from? Oh, brother,
Amen.
I know some people, brother, ain't gonna like what I said. Some of these parents gonna be like, you wrong. They ought to honor our kids. Okay. Like my brother told you, you finna see the truth in these last days. I promise you all. Just like my brother just told you. You finna find out the truth. A lot of these organizations that you thought was so great, so good, so this and that, oh, I want to be a part of it, oh, let my child be a part of it, you're going to find out how they was created. You're going to find out their source. You're going to find out where they came from. You're going to start finding out little stuff they do. You think they're reporting everything to you parents? Do you think so? I don't. I know they ain't. Okay?
Amen.
They ain't telling you about their little initiation process. Sometimes you don't find out to have the process done. Oh, your son, he had to go through a little initiation. We had to initiate him in. Oh, you did? What did he have to do? Oh, he had to quack like a duck and jump in the air 10 times. You be like, oh, okay. Is that a requirement? Yes, it is. And then what we do? We go on. Don't know it. They be having them do a little rituals. Once again, y'all probably saying that Brother Nate far-fetched talking again. I'm telling you. I'm telling you this is the truth now. I'm telling you. Just like the Roman Catholic Church, all that chanting they be doing, la 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 la, and all that with the tongue out. I'm telling you. Okay? And you just sitting there going, man, I sure don't know what they saying, but this is a service. Yeah, okay. You think not knowing what they saying don't mean nothing, huh? Okay, keep thinking that. Once again, nothing but truth, brother. Nothing but truth, beloved, is fit to come out. Glory to God. So, having said that, I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Blessed be the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to all my brothers in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you
yes,
peace.
Lord.
Bring you
yes,
back
Lord.
Again. More of these words in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord establish you in his truth, in his word, in his salvation, in his blood. In the name of Jesus Christ, give you strong roots in the truth of God, in the power of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you might stand, hallelujah, in the truth of the Almighty God, in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless them, Lord God. Keep them, Lord God. Strengthen them, hallelujah, in the words that we've given them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Stir up in them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word. Stir up your word, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord God, to search, to seek, Lord God, to seek after your knowledge, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise be the Lord. Thank God for the blessed word tonight. We thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart, with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And then Saturday, we'll come back with the second and final part to this 2300 days. My brother already covered mainly what we're needing to be talking about. So we'll have one more part on this Saturday from 6 to 6:30. Look for the advertisement. And then also at 7 o'clock, another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaiden. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.